Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Ireland's biggest and most challenging rally, the Donegal International, took place over the weekend. Well, one of the events that takes place alongside it, the King of the Cone, has often attracted controversy as girl and boy racers roll into Letterkenny and face off to win the crown in their modified cars. Well, we sent our reporter, Maura Fay, along to get the ultimate guide to donuts and diffing.
King of the Cone is a motorsport competition which aims to test a driver's diffing skills. It's held at Tinney's Oil Yard in Letterkenny in Donegal, the same weekend as the Donegal Rally every year. I spoke to one of the organisers, Seamus McGillion, and asked him to tell me about the event.
It's the biggest diffing event in Ireland, and it's just grown over the years. We're here 11 years, and you know, it's an event that's run in a very controlled environment with security and making sure that everybody's safe at the event, and it's been very successful over the years.
What exactly is diffing?
So basically what diffing is, anything is rear-wheel drive. So you'll have Lexus, you'll have Toyota twin cams, you'll have a variety of cars. They all have to be rear-wheel drive, so that's the only requirement. MOT'd and insured and roadworthy, we just keep it to that level so the cars are of a decent standard.
It's now Saturday lunchtime. Can you explain what's currently happening on the circuit at the minute?
So basically what we've been looking for from yesterday lunchtime, we're trying to identify the top females, because we'll have a Queen of the Cone and then the top 16 males to go for the King of the Cone. And that's a very, very difficult decision for the judging panel, because they have to try and make sure they've got the best drivers. And, you know, there's probably 150 cars trying to get into the top 16. So.
And what would you say is the average age of entrance to the competition?
Probably somewhere in around 28 to 30.
The King of the Cone competition takes place on a concrete slab with an obstacle course. I spoke to some of the competitors as they queued to enter the course.
I'm Imogen Mason and I'm from Moycullen in Galway.
Can I ask you how old you are?
24 yesterday.
What attracts you to taking part in it?
I don't know, it's just good crack, like I love the thrill of it. And yeah, when you get a good lap at it, it's just satisfying, like it's great crack, I love it.
Would you say that diffing is hard?
Oh yeah, it takes a bit of practice, like, you know, but anyone could do it. It's not hard.
And can I ask you about your car? What kind of car do you drive?
Lexus IS 200.
Is that the most popular type of car that people would be here driving today?
Unfortunately, yeah. It's the cheapest. They're all so dear now, so you can't really afford to be wrecking, like, S15s and Skylines and Chasers. Well, some people do, but, yeah, these are just handy. Like, they do the job.
Would it be unusual for women to be taking part in King of the Cone?
So there would have been a lot less before, but in more like the recent years now, there's way more. So I think there's like, there's six now going through for the competition. And there was only four last year and there was two the year before. It's kind of different every year, but there's definitely way more girls up doing it now and like even interested in the rally and stuff.
James Mullen, I'm from Tralee, County Kerry. There's nothing like this at home. Like Clare, you know, on the Riley Lakes, like we have nothing like this. This is great for car enthusiasts, and even to get young fellas into cars, keeps them all off the roads and keeps us away from drink. Something else to spend the money on.
And when people see these cars that, you know, have, that are modified, that are lowered, that have loud exhaust, they think that, oh, these are people are dangerous driving or it's antisocial behaviour. What would you say to that?
Yeah, look, a lot of people think that, like, but like you see here, there's a pile of people, they're keeping it off the roads, they're keeping it into one area. Like, you're going to have the odd few that do stupid things, like, but that over thousands of people that come up to the rally, like, you can't pinpoint everyone. You can't say, oh, just because 10 people have been caught speeding, that puts it all on, as they call them, the boy racers. But we're not, like, we're all car enthusiasts.
Caitlin O'Loughlin, I'm from Castlefun.
Caitlin, your car is a bright Barbie pink. Tell me about it.
I just built it 2 years ago. I bought it silver and I sprayed it pink. I got it sprayed pink myself.
And how much time and money have you put into building this car?
Probably cost maybe 4 or 5 grand. A lot of time and effort, I suppose.
And how long have you been diffing?
I started diffing when I was 16. And this is my 3rd year doing King of the Cones with us. So I won it last year.
And people might say when they hear, you know, these modified cars with loud exhaust that, oh, these people are driving dangerously, that it's, you know, antisocial. What would you say to that?
Well, there is people that does take, like, be out in the roads messing. Like, there's no point in saying there isn't, but a lot of people leave it for the tracks. But then they're closing down all these tracks now because insurance and everything else is too hard to get. Sure, where are we meant to go for it? Like, there's only two or three local tracks now that's open, and they're only open certain times because they've all these regulations and all, so it's a lot harder to do and keep in the as well.
I asked some of the spectators what they enjoyed about the event.
Well, the petrol and the burn of the tyres.
The buzz.
The chaos.
Oh, it's just good crack to see how they move it from one way to another. Do you know what I mean? Like, you just see real skill out of the drivers.
Everyone being brought together, it doesn't matter what religion, no matter what. Everyone always brings brought across from Kiarge.
Something different every year. Why a lot of noise?
Because it's just full of crack and full of unreal cars.
It's now 5 to 4 in the afternoon. Seamus McGillion is with me again. Seamus, what stage is the competition at now?
So now at this stage we've selected the top, there's actually 6 girls in the final of the Queen of the Cone, and then we have the top 16 men then for the main competition. There's probably no difference really, to be honest, but we're in the pits area at the minute, and I've just went around, spoke to all the drivers, got a bit of information. So as part of the show element to King of the Cone, we have a bit of fun, a bit of banter with the drivers as they're doing their, before they go to do their battles. So there's a really good crowd here, and they're people that are in this top 16 and top 6 are absolutely pumped to get going, and that's where the adrenaline starts to build from here. So atmosphere is great, and we're looking forward to getting the finals on now shortly after 4 o'clock.
I'm joined by last year's winner of the King of the Cone, Dylan Wilson from Derry. Dylan, you've made top 16 again this year. Are you hoping to retain your title?
Yes, I'm hoping to retain it this year, yeah. I'm just, yeah, the nerves are starting to set in a wee bit, but we'll just have to try and keep it cool and go out and do what we do best.
And what do you think makes a good driver in a different competition?
To be honest, it's more of a natural talent. Sort of, it's all about car control and just, yeah, it's a sort of natural gift, to be honest with you.
People might perceive it as dangerous. Would you think it's dangerous?
No, I don't think it's dangerous, especially not in an environment like this. This is a controlled environment. Yes, there's a lot of people that would wreck around roads and make it dangerous, but look, in situations like this here, it's really great to see.
True to the final of the Queen of the Cone competition are Dara O'Brien from Derry and Dana Murray from Galway.
Give it your best shot, girls. On the count. 3, 2, 1, go! So there we have it, our Queen of the Cone 2024. Give it up, Dana Murray.
Dana, you've just won. How does it feel?
I'm retiring this year, so it's great.
How did you think you performed against the other girls?
I think it was very fair. It was very close the last one, wasn't it?
And what's your day job when you're not diffing?
I work in events.
Oh, well, how are you going to celebrate tonight?
I have to drive home to Galway to my dog.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Next up is the turn of the men. Into the final is Shay Loughran from Lurgan Armagh and Seamus Fitzpatrick from Waterford.
One more battle to be crowned King of the Cone 2024. On the count. 3, 2, 1, go!
From Lurgan in Armagh. Shay, how does it feel to win the King of the Cone 2024?
Absolutely buzzing.
How did you feel you performed in the competition?
Thought I was doing good. Under pressure too by a lot of bikes, but we got there in the end.
What kind of car did you compete in?
Ford Sierra. It's hard to be at the old school, isn't it?
I'm joined again by Seamus McGilligan. Seamus, the quarterfinals and semi-finals were all closely contested and then the final came down to driver error. Tell us what happened.
Well, look, you're absolutely right. There were some fantastic battles. The quarterfinals, the semi-finals were brilliant. Some of the battles were just won by a quarter of a length of a car. Then, unfortunately, in the final, driver error, it hit the cone, and that's criminal. Once you hit the cone, you're gone.
Final word on this year's competition, standard of driving and how everything went. Were you happy with it?
I was absolutely fabulous standard driving. We're delighted with the crowd, delighted with everybody that came here. No incidents, and overall, a fantastic success.
It's almost a wrap on the King of the Cone 2024, but before
the event finishes, Frances McDevitt from Fintana, County Donegal, is going to bring me out for a spin. Frances, I'm a bit nervous. Should I be?
Definitely.
Okay. I have my seatbelt on. And here we go.
There, I feel dizzy having listened to Maura doing that. She's a braver woman than me, reporting from the King of the Cone in Donegal.